So as everybody knows, a few weeks ago, I contracted COVID, as did a number of us here at the radio station. And it's taking a little while to get on the back end of it and get through it. And I was wondering whether maybe vitamins or supplements could help us recover from COVID. Joining us to have a chat about it is Treasure Maguire, Assistant Director of Pharmacy, Mater Health in South Queensland, the Associate Professor at Bond University and the University of Queensland. Treasure, how are you doing this morning?
Not too bad, and I'm so sorry that you had COVID, but I think you're one of many.
Yeah, indeed. There's thousands of us. So could I be taking some vitamins or supplements to help improve and get on the other side of it?
I guess it depends upon your goal and how that relates to the evidence. So for general well-being, what we call the recommended daily intake of vitamins and minerals are key. And that RDI comes from ideally our diet and, you know, lots of greens and, you know, vegetables, etc. But we know from the literature and the Australian ABS statistics that it is actually quite hard for most Australians to reach their RDIs. So many of us are walking around just a little bit deficient, not enough when we're normally, you know, hale and healthy to be a problem. And so if you're asking me, can a multivitamin with the RDIs, the recommended daily intake that you'd use, that you could achieve with your diet, but you may not, can that help? Certainly, there's no problems in doing that. It's just we can't then translate that to the expectation that when we're really, really sick with COVID, it's going to necessarily help us recover faster.
Is it just as much benefit to be eating your fruit and your veggies? My wife has been cooking an additional amount of broccoli that we've both been eating recently to try and improve us that way. Would that help?
It's going to help you achieve your RDI, your recommended daily intake, but it's not going to equate to a therapeutic dose.
Treasure, I was just going to ask, if looking at that though, would this lead us to the thought that perhaps the ounce of prevention is better than a pound of cure? If we eat healthy and maintain our RDIs prior to getting COVID, then maybe that would help us get out the other side a bit easier.
That's right. Yeah. And we don't have good data, population data on that as yet, but it's worked, or that theory, that hypothesis, whatever you want to call it, has worked pretty well for many, many years in knowing that the more robust we are, the more nutrient replete we are, the better we are to withstand, you know, attacks on our immune system.
Indeed.
So, you know, eating healthy, and if you can't for whatever reason, and that's why, for example, the elderly, people that, you know, may have cognition issues as we get older, we kind of forget to eat and drink as much as perhaps we should.
Yeah.
We may not go out in the sun as much. You know, that's a particularly vulnerable population that we should be focusing on. And again, young children and very young children. Some of the COVID studies looking at nutrients therapeutically have been in the neonatal intensive care. So I guess, you know, if you're vulnerable for whatever reason, and you know in your family and your friends who they often are, they're the ones we need to really try and support with good nutrition, and if not, some you know, low-level supplementation just to perhaps make them a little bit more resilient. But if people say to me, you know, if I take big doses of nutrients, will it help me recover from COVID, those therapeutic doses? No, the data at this point is disappointing. That doesn't mean, you know, and this is the thing I keep saying to people, literature evolves. We can only talk about the evidence we have currently. Maybe the big new study in many thousands of patients, randomized controlled trials, multi-country, will give us more information. But at this stage, I wouldn't be hanging, you know, my hopes and dreams on this as the magic cure.
Well, until then, I'll keep eating my broccoli. Treasure Maguire, thank you very much for joining us to have a chat about it today.
No worries. Thanks very much.